Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Oh, I love that tune. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Cheers. So pretty. Just so damn pretty. Just take a moment to think about everybody you love in your life.
Yeah.
Valentines who, you know, aren't your lovers necessarily. It's like your little, your sweet boys, your sweet girls.
That lady tried to choose me, by the way, just so you all know.
No, Vin, she didn't. You know what? Yes, she did. I could see the love in her eyes as you were interviewing her.
And I know you could.
She told you that you looked like her ex-boyfriend.
Right.
And she looked you up and down.
Right.
Emphasis on the ex. And she was into you. I could tell that if you wanted to, you could have got her.
It says for Vinny behind the CD cover.
It does. Yep.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All for you.
Thanks.
All for you.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Gift Center and Jewelry Mart. It's Valentine's Day. If you didn't shop at the San Francisco Gift Center, the only people who will be more disappointed than your partner today are the morning show. Don't worry, morning show. It's not goodbye. It's see you later. And we'll always have Brian McKnight bring Bryn in on vocals.
Oh, you know what they're saying is this is their last sponsorship before Valentine's
right.
Day. So we'll see them again. Maybe Mother's Day they'll come back.
All right, Bryn, vocals?
Yeah, we're going to need a little Boyz II Men or Brian McKnight. Go.
One. It's like a dream come true.
Two.
Just want to be with you.
Three.
Never mind. All right, thank you.
That was weak.
Happy
You're going to make
Day.
One of us sing if we can't get our...
Why did I lose the game? What happened here?
One, visit sfgcjm.com. Two, buy something new. Then start back at one. sfgcjm.com.
Yeah, you sing that part.
I wasn't ready for that. I wasn't queued up for that.
One, visit sfgcjm.com.
Oh,
two.
Yeah, the syllables is hard to, you know.
Never mind.
Here's what's happening, everyone.
Thank you,
so,
Vinny.
Driven by weeks of unusually dry weather, the federal government classified parts of California as back in a drought for the first time since last year. If you remember last year, I remember it so specifically because the storms were one after another. The heavy winds, heavy rain had the surf chewed up, and my season was over in December.
Right.
And January and February were just rainstorm after rainstorm. And we were out of drought. We were seeing it in the paper. They're like, there's no part of California is in drought. Well, they say almost 10% of the state's land area is now in moderate drought.
Mm.
So we're headed back to this, which I only report this because...
It's only midwinter.
I know. Well, we're not going to get any more storms.
Mm,
you don't really think we're going to get significant rainfall at this point.
Well, I don't know. I'm not a weather forecaster.
I am.
Couldn't we get some rain now?
It's doubtful.
It's pretty cloudy right now.
I know the ski season for a lot of people is over.
Mm.
So,
did they not get enough to sustain it for a while?
Well, I just mean, you know, ski season, you hope for fresh.
Yes. Pow all the time.
So anyway, that's 10% of the state's land area is now in modern drought. So just be careful with how you're using water because we may go into another cycle. And
we should be all the time anyway. So
the better we are.
Yep.
Long term.
It's true. Every drop matters.
Right.
Don't run that water. Don't flush that toilet. I mean, unless you have to. Sometimes, you know, pride and joy.
This from your Chronicle.
All right.
Northern California man freed after 15 years in prison for a killing he didn't commit.
Oh, my God.
Check
I actually
this out,
hate
though.
These stories.
I know. An El Dorado Hills man who spent 15 years in prison for a killing he did not commit was freed yesterday after prosecutors announced they found the real killer. of a 54-year-old newspaper columnist through genetic genealogy investigation. This is the same technology that helped them find that Golden State Killer.
Oh.
You remember how that went down?
I don't remember how it went down, but I remember he wound up popping up in a database because he joined like 23andMe or something.
They say here that Ricky Davis was arrested in 99 for the July 7th, 85 fatal stabbing of Jane Hilton, his El Dorado Hills roommate. He was convicted in 2005 of second-degree murder and got 16 years to life. He'd served 15 of those 16. But through the help of the Northern California Innocence Project, on April 15th, Davis's murder conviction was reversed by a judge.
Wow.
They say they utilized similar technology and investigatory techniques that led to the capture of the alleged Golden State Killer. Forensic specialists with the Sacramento County Crime Lab used DNA profile captured from a bite mark saliva off Hilton's bloodied nightgown to identify a juvenile who'd been hanging out with the victim's 13-year-old daughter the day of the homicide.
Oh, my God.
They haven't released the identity of the new suspect, who was arrested Tuesday in Roseville because he was a juvenile at the time.
Did you say that this murder happened in 85?
Yes,
I did. And this guy didn't go to prison for it till 04?
He was arrested in 99 for the 85 fatal stabbing.
Unbelievable.
He was the roommate at the time.
It took them 15 years even to be like, well, we think this is the guy.
I don't know. I didn't follow this case from its beginning.
No,
but
me either.
I saw it hit the news yesterday, and I think it's a trip that, you know, 15 years of his life, he didn't do it. And, you know, when
so
they...
So do we pay him money, or
well,
do the taxpayers go, oops, we're sorry?
I have trouble with that, because on one hand, yeah. I mean, his life is ruined.
Right.
I mean, you can look 15
years of it stolen, and now he's an ex-con, whether he did it or not.
Right. And if you take whatever happened in jail plus the lost best years of your life, that's his youth.
How old was he when he got thrown in?
Well, he's 54 now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no. Sorry. Wait a minute. No, she was 54. Sorry. I don't have his age. Doesn't matter. He lost his youth.
He lost a chunk. It doesn't matter when he started and when he ended. You only get so many. And if you spend 15 of them in lockup being someone's bitch.
Oh, he was at 20 at the time of the killing.
So he's 35 by the time they got him, they arrested him.
No, he's
40 by the time he went to jail.
He's about the same age as the lady, it looks like.
Yeah, there you go. 54 years old. Well, he's the old age she was when
right.
She was killed. He's in his 50s.
I can tell you with all confidence, he did not commit this crime. He is not responsible for it.
Damn. 15 years they wait before they even arrest him.
It's crazy.
It's complete insanity.
Ricky Davis, center, is hugged by his mother after he was released from El Dorado County Jail in Placerville yesterday.
Well, there's a guy who is going to have a tough time of it the rest of his life.
Well, does he get
a
payout?
Yes, he gets paid out. Listen, this is our judicial system. This is how I feel about this. I'm horrified when I hear anyone's been wrongly convicted. God forbid they get, you know, put down, get the needle or something.
Right.
And you find out later that they were innocent. But this guy was robbed by our collective judicial system of 15 years of his life. That is paid for by the taxpayers, and the taxpayers are on the hook when somebody... I don't know what the going rate is per year that you spend wrongly accused in jail or wrongly convicted. But that's... If we're going to have this system, that has to be part of it.
All right.
I think. Because that's a guy, I mean, God knows what untold horrors happened to him in the can, man. I mean, I'm speaking lightly about it, but that's, you know, he's not the same guy. That's ruined.
Right.
Any chance for a normal life, ruined.
Well, and, you know, that's a guy, it doesn't sound like, who even had a life set up prior to going in because he was so young. His mom is the only one who meets him out of jail. Mm. I guess, would his wife have even waited if he had one? Probably not.
I just don't know.
Wife or husband,
right.
Whatever.
You know. Well, if he was 20 when the crime happened and they arrested him in 99, he's already in his mid-30s.
Right.
You know?
But either way, you're gone 15 years. You expect someone to sit around and wait for you?
I wonder if it was a suspect the whole time and they were like, you can't leave the state and you can't
maybe
this or that. You
right.
know,
well, he was the roommate, so he must have been known he was a suspect.
Right.
He was this lady's roommate.
Right. So I wonder if they hauled him in every now and then until finally they were like, F it, just charge him. Let's get this over with. I just, that's horrible. That's a horrible story.
Here's something for you to judge.
Okay, I love judging.
Back in December of 2017, a 16-year-old girl named Samaria? Samaria Gray was walking down the street in Farmington, New Mexico, drunk. A cop found her and
How
drove
old?
Her.
17?
16-year-old girl named Samaria Gray was walking down the street in Farmington, New Mexico, drunk. A cop found her and drove her home and told her to sit in his car while I go talk to your mom. Samaria got out of the back seat, hopped in the front seat, and sped off in the cop car.
Samaria, you made some bad choices.
The police were sitting there talking to her mom. She drove away in his cop car. She hit about 80 miles per hour before she crashed into a ravine. She was rushed to the hospital in critical condition with a broken leg and other injuries. Now, Samaria just filed a lawsuit against the cop. She says it's his fault everything happened. The suit says he should have restrained her, locked the front door to the car, or taken the keys out of the ignition. He left that thing sitting there.
The judge throws that out, right?
Her lawyer says she was pretty severely intoxicated, and we know that severely intoxicated people make really bad decisions, right? The officer knows that too. So it was glaring oversight on his part. The lawsuit is seeking damages of $300,000. What does she get?
Zero.
Zero?
I say she gets zero. But, you know, he is an idiot for not locking her in there, I guess. I don't know. I thought the back seat of a car, of a cop
Usually
car, couldn't be open.
Like caged off, but maybe it's one of those unmarked cars or something.
Maybe Farmington, New Mexico doesn't have like high tech police cars or something. And a podunk police officer. I don't know. That's what a night.
It's Valentine's Day, everyone, as if you didn't already know. Americans will spend $27 billion for Valentine's Day. So when you say to your friends, this is a made-up holiday, this is just for money, this is just a cash grab.
Right,
yeah.
It is. Yeah.
$27 billion cash grab.
Chocolate, flowers, little stuffed animals, bananas. I don't know what you get people for Valentine's Day besides flowers and candy and stuffed animals. Balloons.
They say here that
rose petals.
As we spend $27 billion for Valentine's Day, a lot of it is spent on crap. Last year, we shelled out about $9.5 billion for unwanted gifts like kitchen utensils and gym memberships.
I love you. Make me dinner. You know where you can spend some money and have it not go to waste and have the person be psyched? The SFJGCJM.com. The San Francisco Gift Center and Jewelry Mart.
On average, 9 million people propose on this Valentine's Day.
Wow.
And roughly 1 million Facebook users will change their relationship status in the next few days.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's so cute. People want to so bad. When they want to get engaged or they want to get married, they just really want to change their status and have everybody like it.
Huge spike in online dating in the 2 weeks before Valentine's Day.
So you have a date for Valentine's Day. Huh.
Tinder will see a 20% surge in traffic today.
Let's hook it up. Yeah. Don't want to be alone tonight.
Well, is there anything wrong with that?
No, nothing. I've been really trying, baby.
Hallmark now makes 1,260 unique Valentine's Day cards you can buy.
How many?
1,260 unique Valentine's Day cards. Huh. There's some Valentine's facts.
They
for
don't
you.
Just like just. So are they. I wonder if they're new every year. Like, do they just keep whipping out the same ones every time?
I'm sure they have to.
Do people buy serious cards? I would never buy a serious card. I mean, I guess I would if someone died. You know, I'd get like a nice sympathy card. But, like, if John gave me a Valentine's card that was, like, you know, a heart with some flowers and, like, an actual sentiment inside, and it wasn't, like, not put out, bitch, you know, something like that. Like, that I would be like, yeah, let's do this. That's funny to me.
You're
you know,
into,
but if it was all hearts and flowers.
You're into a Valentine's
and,
Day card that
you know,
says,
to
put
my
out
wife.
B?
Something like that would be fine. I'd be fine with that. But I, what I don't want to say is, you know, these years we spent together are so wonderful.
What about for your anniversary? Would you like that anniversary? Like, I love you 30 years.
I would really rather have it be, you know.
Put out, bitch.
It's been ridiculous. Cheaper to caper.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Please don't text and drive.
Yeah, or at least don't tell us if you do.
FYI, that Will Ferrell movie is based on a true story. It was a YouTube video of a dude abandoning his family that went viral.
So it's called Downhill, and they're caught in some kind of avalanche as they're vacationing in the Alps, and the dude takes off.
We've talked about this. It's important to me that I'm not that guy. Like, if someone's getting eaten by a shark, I want to swim over and help them.
Oh.
If someone's, you know,
that's dicey.
I'm just trying to say that I don't want to be.
You don't want to abandon someone in need.
In my life, I don't want to be that person sitting there beating myself up for the rest of my life that I was just in a moment
you didn't even
of
try.
Someone's need, especially your family. I mean, forget about the random dude who probably snaked me, you know, 20 minutes ago. So, I mean, I don't know.
You would hope that in a moment like that,
that
your base reaction
properly.
Would not be, I'm getting the hell out of here.
Right.
Because, then you'd be like, who the hell am I?
Family, dude? What are you? Yikes.
I bet that's a good movie, though.
Vinny, I have a new movie suggestion for you. It's called Christmas Actually. Whatever. I know what you're going for there, but Love Actually just isn't my thing.
Christmas, how do you know? You haven't seen it. It's so good.
It's not my thing. Because love's in the title.
We got to come up with a contest.
Skip the new music. More games!
Yeah, we're gonna do round two of the Valentine's game, where Vinny and I are fighting to not have to either sing you a song or talk to our lover.
Oh, and someone says, I think you should just have Vinny's Light Up My Life made into a ringtone anyway, you know, as a reward for listening through that game.
We've done that before.
Oh, jeez! I didn't see that coming.
She didn't like the game.
Most people like the game, though.
Well, I love games that I feel like listeners are playing along with, you know, and screaming out the answer in their car. Like,
oh, my God. You guys both suck at this game.
Oh, so bad.
Says 510. I can't believe how bad both Sarah and Vinny are identifying songs. I got every one of those in a few seconds.
Oh, you're so amazing.
You guys
are
radio show hosts.
Good for you.
Sheesh.
That's just mean.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
That game. We're going to go for round two. Should be fun.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.